I invite you to join your heart with mine in a moment of prayer. Emmanuel, God with us, be present in this place, in this space. In your goodness, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, for you are our salvation, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My family will tell you that I do not function after 9 p.m., so hopefully this technology does. Imagine, if you will, a PBS Christmas special. The title, Unto Certain Shepherds, an expose. It opens with scenes of green pastures. A familiar tune plays in the background. As we pan across the fields, sheep baaing noisily, wandering aimlessly, the camera settles in on a tired man, gray with age, staff in hand, and we recognize him as a shepherd. We don't see a lot of glory around here, says the shepherd to the camera. We see a lot of sheep, he goes on. You know, for that matter, we don't see a lot of babies either. We see a lot of lambs and a lot of sheep birthing lambs, but not so many babies. Oh, and we really don't see a lot of mothers. Not our own mothers, not other people's mothers, and certainly not the mothers of our own children. It's kind of a man's world out here in the pastures. Not a lot of women, just these guys here with me, and a whole lot of sheep. And so I guess, you know, when glory arrived, I was busy keeping watch, just counting sheep. Is that so? Replies the journalist just off camera. That's very interesting, you know, because when I count sheep, I usually fall asleep. Oh, yeah, says the shepherd. You see, that's a common misconception about shepherding. A good shepherd, he doesn't fall asleep. He doesn't fall asleep until after he has counted. Every little lamb up ahead and straggling sheep down below, they all must be brought into the fold before any of us can catch a wink. And even then, one of us must stay awake, keeping watch, keeping count. And that's what I was doing when glory arrived. Glory? Questions the journalist. Now at this point in the documentary special, the narrator speaks from his void.
Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
"That's right. That's right," claimed the shepherd. "Well, at least I think that's right. I can't say for sure. I mean, it was a confusing night. I know there was an angel, definitely an angel, and then a whole host of angels, and they sang. The sky was bright, bright like I had never seen before, and like I will never be able to find the words to describe. I guess that's why I call it glory. Glory because of the light and because of the angels. And perhaps, most of all, because of the message." "The message? You mean there are tidings of comfort and joy?" probes the reporter. "Well, sure, if you want to call it tidings of comfort and joy, I guess that works. But you have to understand, you see, first, before we recognize them as tidings of comfort and joy, we knew them as tidings of fear and confusion. It was terrifying. There is plenty to fear out in the field. Robbers and wolves and weather and frostbite. But you live with those fears. You cope with those fears. You pretend to control those fears. But when an angel appears, there is no coping, no preparing, no pretending to control. No, everything just turns upside down and you stop in amazement. Honestly, you kind of assume your life is over. So no, not so much comfort and joy when the angel first appeared. Lots of confusion. You see, good news of great joy to all people. That's what the angel proclaimed. And I remember thinking to myself, well, listen, angel, it surely can't be that good of news if you're proclaiming it to me. Because if it were truly good news of great joy, you'd find someone else to give the message to. Someone with voice, with power, with name recognition, and fame. You'd give it to someone who people, not sheep, follow. No, angel, you see, I am a shepherd. No good news comes to the shepherds, and certainly not good news of great joy. The journalist nods his head, and so the shepherd continues. You see, this message did not fit our world order. There was no box that we could put it in, no sense to be made of it. So before there was comfort or joy, honestly, there was just fear and confusion. "When did you finally understand?" the journalist asked. "Probably when they all showed up. When the host of angels filling the night sky, at that point, something deep within us just settled. We found rest in their light, in their song, looking up at those angels and them looking down on us. I knew I belonged. In their light, I felt the presence of God. I knew what it meant to be a child of God, to have a home, even in the pastures, to be loved as unworthy as I am. That was comfort and joy and so much more. It was the promise. It was the promise of God with us, of hope born in the midst of our crummy little lives. It was a validation of our vulnerability." "Vulnerability?" you say? The journalists ask, truly curious about this strange thing the shepherd has just proclaimed. He continues, vulnerability, you know. I don't know, that's just the word that came to mind. When we got to Bethlehem and I saw that babe held in the arms of his young mother, his fearful father's gaze holding them close. He was wrapped so lovingly, even if just in scraps. What's more vulnerable than the life of a newborn? That all sounds so peaceful, the journalist replies. Well, yeah, peace on earth. That's what the angel said. But honestly, it hasn't been so peaceful since that night. You know, King Herod, he's on the hunt. And he's doing some pretty awful things. It's terrifying, unspeakable even, what a king will do when he feels threatened. Honestly, I have to wonder if that baby and all the hope, peace, comfort, and freedom we knew in his presence, I have to wonder if that baby is even still alive. At this point, the journalist is fearful of too much commentary being made on current governmental affairs, and so he redirects the shepherd. What, dear shepherd, do you want the world to know about that holy night? I don't know. I guess I would just say, keep watch. You know? If God could reveal God's self to us, lowly shepherds that we are, just imagine how God could reveal God's self to you. Just keep watch. And in the least likely places and in the most unexpected ways, like a babe born in the dead of the night in a forgotten corner of the world, you too will glimpse God. You will know God. You will feel God bringing hope to the hopeless, peace to the troubled, comfort to the weary, and freedom to the captives. Just keep watch.